From technology to cars to movies to sports and many more, we present a brand new refreshing podcast, Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra. This young man will be your Google Maps to help you navigate the future. Enjoy this bi-weekly podcast, Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra. This is the third episode of your favorite podcast, and I would like to thank my wonderful audience, you, for the love and support for the podcast. I do have an ask from you. Please, please, please use your strong social network to get the word out and invite your family and friends to subscribe to Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and many more. As your host, I will continue to bring exciting topics in the future. As always, we start with the questions you had from the last episode. One of our regular listener, Rashmi, from Mumbai, India, has a question. She asks, how can artists and musicians benefit from the cloud? First of all, let me thank Rashmi for delivering such a relevant question. The cloud is already changing the way artists deliver their work to their audience. You do not need a big record company to sign you up to deliver your music album. You can be in Mumbai, Dubai, London, or New York. If you have talent, you can get your music album posted using cloud networks such as YouTube, Spotify, or others to get your audience and also generate revenue. As your futurist, I see a future where even movies could be delivered through cloud, and small budget movies will find a way to get to the audience. Great question, Rashmi. Keep the questions coming, audience. You're listening to Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra. You must be wondering what we are talking about today. I decided to get a little offbeat and select a topic which many of you might not have heard of. But that's the point. So when you listen to this podcast, you're always learning new things that will shape your future. Our topic today is gig economy. Yes, you heard it right. Gig economy. If you're wondering what that is and why you should care, hold on to your breath and don't go anywhere. We're bringing gig economy to you. You're listening to Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra. You're probably wondering by the title, what in the world is a gig economy? The gig economy is basically a term that refers to a world or workplace where independent worker dominates the economy. This is a world where you're no longer employed by one organization for the rest of your life. You're independent and deploy your skills on a need basis and probably at multiple places. So essentially you're a freelancer and string together a bunch of short-term contracts on your own work terms. Uber and Lyft are a good example where the worker is a gig worker and decides to work on his or her flexible terms. Don't be surprised if I tell you that gig economy or freelance worker is a trend today and on the rise. According to Forbes, 57 million U.S. workers are in the gig economy today, which is about 36% of the workforce in U.S. Shocked? Don't be. That's why we're today going to talk about the gig economy and critically analyze this in our episode today. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll talk more about the gig economy, and I also have special guest Stacy Koloski from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who shares her thoughts on both traditional work economy and gig economy. You're listening to Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra. Welcome back for more on the gig economy. I assume we're on the same page on the gig economy. It is essentially an economy with most of the workers are freelancers or gig workers, as we call them. So why is this becoming a trend? Why change the way we used to work for the past several decades? In my opinion, the answer is simple. The technology is enabling gig economy and giving each one of us a choice. With internet, smartphone, and data everywhere, one can work from almost anywhere. If you have the skills, you can choose to be self-employed and be a gig worker and still earn as much or more than a full-time worker. And if you can do it, then why would you not? There are essentially two types of gig workers: A, independent, and B, contingent. Independent gig workers are the ones where they are truly the boss. Like my uncle, who has a startup in India, Blithia.com. And there are contingent gig workers who work for companies like Uber, Lyft, Amazon, or others on their own terms as flexible workers. With that understanding of gig economy, we are ready to get into our next segment, the one you eagerly wait for. We have a special guest joining us from a very special city. We will be talking to Stacy and hearing from her shortly. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra. So today we have a very special guest, Stacy Kolosky, joining us from Pittsburgh. This is the city which has witnessed major changes in the economy. Once a steel town, it has transformed from steel to technology city. Is it ready for gig economy? Let's find out when we talk to Stacy. Welcome, Stacy, to the podcast Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra.
Hi, my name is Stacy Kolosky, and I'm here to talk about the gig economy.
With that being said, let's get right to it. So as you heard about the gig economy and the fact that experts believe that the future of work is gig economy, what are your reactions?
So my reactions about the gig economy? I think that millennials desire the same things that many other older generations desire. Flexible schedules, the opportunity to learn and grow, work-life balance. I can see how a gig economy can be a good thing. When you are permanently employed with one company, you develop your skills based on the one way that that company operates their business. However, in a gig economy, you have the opportunity to develop a wide range of skills. Sometimes things can become mundane when working as a permanent employee for one company. In a gig economy, it seems less likely that a person would get bored because of the opportunity to always be working on something new. As a person who is supporting a family and providing health care for them, the statistics stating that 43% of the workforce will consist of independent contractors by the year 2020 does scare me a bit. Although health care and other benefits are more accessible to contractors, it's very expensive and it does not always cover a family.
That is true. I mean, healthcare being expensive, and especially for people who are gig workers who are not getting benefits, that could be a disadvantage. So let's move on to the next question. Tell me and my audience some special things about the workplace today that you really admire.
Some things about the workplace today that I really admire. Although I do like working remotely, I also like coming into the office. I still feel there is more to be gained by working face-to-face with people. Being in the office has provided me the opportunity to build relationships with folks from other departments whom I do not work directly with. I meet people in the elevator, the bus, and just in passing in the office. Shortcomings of the current work culture. There is an opinion that if you're working remotely, you are not actually working. When I work remotely, I work more efficiently and longer because of less distractions, and I am not wasting time on a long commute to the office. There's also the opinion that everyone should work the same hours. Some folks work better early morning, while others work better late at night. Also, departments seem to be siloed and knowledge is not shared across departments.
Do you have any recommendations or changes you would want to make in the current work environment?
So some recommendations or changes for today's workforce or work environment. I'd like to see more flexibility for employees to set their own work schedule and to also be able to work remotely if they choose to do so. I would also like to see cross-training across different departments.
Yeah, I think having the freedom for work employees to set their own schedule would definitely be an improvement than what it is now, and I feel like that would boost their morale when they're working too. So to the next question. As a kid, what advice would you have for me and for my audience as we get ready in a debate to join the workforce?
So my advice for any of the kids that will eventually get into the workforce, keep an open mind. The work landscape is always changing, and you need to be willing to adapt to that change. Always be enthusiastic and willing to go the extra mile to work hard and continue learning and growing.
You're right. I mean, the work landscape is always changing, but also, as you said, if you work hard, then you'll definitely strive in any workforce that you're going through. Last but not least, based on what you know about the gig economy, would you support it?
Do I support the gig economy? Would I support the gig economy? Well, when the steel mills were replaced with tech companies, many people refused to support it. Those folks got left behind. Others did choose to support it, got new training, and became part of that new economy. I would support the gig economy because no matter what, the landscape of the work culture is changing. I would just have to learn to adapt to that change.
Yep, you should always keep a positive outlook. Thank you so much for joining us today, Stacy. We truly appreciate your insights. A special guest is always welcome. You're listening to Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra. Welcome back. You're listening to Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra. We cannot end our podcast without debating on both sides of the issue. As your host, while I'm excited about the gig economy, I'm also nervous if that's what we want for our future. Are we moving too quickly and getting the traditional economy out of the system way too quickly? Are we throwing the baby along with the bathwater? Let's find out and you decide for yourself. And as always, my favorite part is when I hear from you. So please tweet me at Futurist Nilay. That's Futurist N-I-L-A-Y. And let me know what you think. So as a gig worker, what you're getting is A, you're getting in flexibility for sure. You decide the working hours and where you want to work. This is often a very attractive proposition for people trying to work around family schedules. B. Independence. Yes, gig worker, we get it. You're independent and you like it. That's definitely a plus. C. Variety of jobs. You heard my guest Stacy talk about it. You will never get bored as you will get to work on a variety of jobs. D. Pay. This is debatable. There are some gig workers who, based on their skill, are making significantly more than if they would employed as full-time. So yes, it can be a benefit. Now let's look at the other side of the coin. What are we losing by being a gig worker? A. My guest hit today the nail in the head, but when she talked about benefits. Unfortunately, for most gig economy benefits, including critical health benefits, are not part of the package. You've got to get your own, and depending on the situation, it could be pretty expensive. B. Isolation. Working alone and independently, not going to office, means you'd miss out on the office chatter or the water cooler conversation. This can lead to you feeling isolated. And finally, C. Stress. It could be stressful. You have to find your next gig, and for some people, it could be stressful. As to what side I'm on, I would say I'm more meant for the gig side because I like technology and I am striving to be a technology entrepreneur. So being independent, that would definitely put me in the gig economy. But that's just my opinion. So as you can see, as your futurist, I'm conflicted with this issue of the gig economy. I love the flexibility, however, it comes with a price. Are we willing to pay the price? What do you think? Leave me your comments and feedback on the gig economy. You can also tweet me at FuturistNilay. That's Futurist, N-I-L-A-Y. So obviously, the gig economy has its advantages and disadvantages. You get to choose which side of the spectrum you're on. It can definitely boost our economy or hurt our economy in the future. I guess we're going to have to wait to find out. That's all we have for this episode. So before I sign off, I have to call to action from my beloved audience. Please get the word out and have your family and friends subscribe to your favorite podcast. As your host, I'm committed to bringing exciting topics to you every other week. And don't forget, if you have any questions or comments, you can obviously comment, or you can tweet me at FuturistNilay. That's Futurist, N-I-L-A-Y. Thank you so much for listening to Navigate the Future with Nilay Mishra. If you liked it, please share with your friends and family. Thank you. Your dear futurist is signing off. Have a great day.